Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your host, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have everybody join us again on another one of these fabulous Business of Digital episodes. And I just want to give a shout out to my co-host, Dave. How's it going, bud?
Yippity-doo-dah, yippity-yay. That was, I don't know why that came to mind, but it did.
I just want to make sure, because, you know, our pre-recording conversation, is your cat okay? Have you killed him yet?
He's out there feeding. In my cat's defense, he really didn't have much food in his bowl, and the water was empty. So there is a reason why he would not leave. Oh, and guess who's at the door? Seriously?
We're going to have a cat...
We are
going to have a dead cat by the end of this recording, folks. So, all right.
I thought I found a cat in my car, not a dog.
I think it's funny. I think we should just leave this in. The cat.
I'm totally leaving 30 seconds of Cooper. This is my life every day. Cooper, we're going to install a cat door in my door, probably, at the rate we're going.
Well, that's a perfect segue into what we're talking about, because you're doing something to make it easier on you, and so you could just, you know, put the door in and forget about it, not have, you know.
Yes,
it wasn't a great setup, but
it was close.
What we're talking about,
good effort golf clap.
What we're talking about today, folks, is again, we don't know exactly what we're going to title it yet as we're speaking, but it's something to the effect of, you know, we have habits where we kind of set things and forget about them. And we need to not do that. And I know that this is going to be... I'll let Dave set this up, and then I have a story to share, and then we can go from there. But what brought this on, Dave?
Well, I can tell the story, but I was also going to say, just even around the house, like, you know, imagine doing something, you know, fixing something in the car. And we were just talking about earlier about you keep trying to fix something in your car. Yeah. And imagine fixing it in the Jeep. I think it's the Jeep you were saying.
Yep.
In your Jeep. And... you know it breaks every once in a while. So it's like, do you write down the directions of what it was and how to do it? No. You're like, oh, no, I'll remember. Fast forward 3 or 6 months or 9 months later, that same thing happens. And you're like, man, how did we do this last time? Don't recall. The person that fixed it is no longer at that mechanic. You know, the mechanic doesn't work there anymore, or you don't remember who mechanic was. And yeah. I've run into this before with our house. Like, this thing broke. Who fixed it last time? Well, it was someone from one of these three companies that we've talked to in the past year. Oh, shoot. I have no idea because I didn't document it. There was no process. Yes, I'm talking about documentation and process somehow from this. but the story of how this all came about, and it's, again, it's like you'd probably laugh if you saw this. It's like in our little Google Sheet, it looks like it's one sentence, and then I copy and paste it into our little chat, like log thing for where we record this, and it's like five sentences, like 200 words. I'm like, what did I write? I'm like, what did I write? It's just like a brain dump of, here's the quick story so I remember it, and then here's what it's about. Again, because it's process and I'm trying to think ahead, you know, efficiency, it's kind of what we're talking about a little bit. But what happened is the beginning of Lent, this year, 2020, I'm dating this for once. I was like, it's Friday. We're not supposed to eat meat. So I'll order, we'll have some, you know, veggie and cheese pizzas and stuff tonight. Awesome. Great. Old habit sinks in. I go to order the pizza and I'm like, what's your usual order? I'm like this, but we want to change it. I want to get, you know, these toppings and this. And I was like looking at the menu going, oh, that chicken calzone with the buffalo. Yeah, let's get that. Because we usually order it and we haven't ordered it in a while. Completely forgetting why I'm ordering veggie pizzas because no one knows what day it is. So that's my defense and I'm sticking to it. I had no idea it was a Friday. Wasn't even thinking about, you know, that Lent had just started. It was a Friday, any of this stuff. I just know my habit is, you know, this is what it is. Yeah. We order these things.
Hey, well, sometimes the stomach just takes over too.
That might be part of it. I also knew that we had a bunch of people, like just in our house. Now we didn't have a lot of people. But, you know, it was like, oh, we're all hungry. You know, DJ's getting bigger. Max, you know, all the kids, we're all hungry. We're all going to eat. The two little pizza that I was going to get aren't going to be enough. I need more. What can I do? And I think to segue into the actual thing, it's, you know, you're working on your website. You're working on your marketing plan. You're working on a product launch. You're focused on that main task, that current project, that current, you know, deliverable, that thing that's due to your boss, that report. You're not thinking about all of the other stuff that you've been working on the last 3 months, or the thing that someone told you about 2 months ago about, you know, here's a checklist. Anytime you create a new page, make sure that you check, you know, the Google Tag Manager, make sure you check the Google Analytics fires, make sure you check this form that goes into Salesforce or HubSpot. You know, you have these checklists, and if it's not on that checklist, you don't think to do it because you've got 50 other things going on. And I think a lot of times, my example, because then, you know, I ordered it and didn't even think about it until my wife pointed out that I was eating the chicken. I was like, I didn't even think about it. The same way with SEO and PPC and just marketing and things in general like that. You know, it's not, I don't think it's set it and forget it, because that was like one of the titles, but it's, I think it's just distraction, distraction, distraction.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you know,
autopilot makes it easy to.
Yeah. Forgetful habits.
And, yeah.
You know, our habit is, this is what you do. You know, if you're used to, whenever you have a new blog post that you're going to do, if it's not a habit to create this, go through a checklist, if it's not a habit to check certain things, if it's not a habit to spell check something in the URL, then it's not going to get done because you're doing 50 other things. So what you need to do is kill the cat. Hi, are you getting into more stuff? Seriously,
well, you know,
today?
What that made me think of, Dave, is I'll kind of, you know, like you mentioned a little bit about the, and I think I think a cat might be dying now, but you mentioned a little bit about paid. And so recently I had a story with, there's a group of people, I've mentioned them many times in these podcasts before.
Fox outside? There's a really big fox outside. Saw him yesterday across the street. Dude, you're killing me, cat.
Well, I'll just.
I like how you talk. Yeah, he talks now.
So getting back to the story, I've mentioned them before. You know, the scone place, the restaurant, and I did notice that the other day, I was going through some posts on Facebook, Instagram, and they had their ads. There, it was Sunday, and their ads were all going, and you know, their sponsored posts. And so I reached out and I was like, hey, did you guys know that you had your ads running today? And they were like, oh, no, we had no idea. And so, like, they had just set it up and completely forgot that they needed to, you know, if you're closed on Sunday, you absolutely do not need to try to drive traffic to your restaurant on Sunday. And so, anyway, it's just one of those things where it's like they didn't think about these kind of things. And so we kind of did an audit, again, that word, of everything that they're doing or that is automated, and made sure that, hey, this is not going to show up on a Sunday, or this isn't going to be promoted on a Sunday, or this isn't going to be promoted when this is not offered. You know, there was instances where certain specialty items that were not allowed on, or were not offered on certain days were showing it. Anyway, so just, it was a good opportunity to say, hey, let's go through everything. And again, I, you know, my part of it is just, I help on the side consulting. I don't even make anything for it. These are just good friends, and so I'm not in the trenches of it every day, but I just noticed this and brought it up. And so again, that's just the kind of thing that you're talking about here, Dave. We just need to pay attention to this stuff, and then you know, not let it just go on auto mode. So
well, there's also that aspect where it's like you set up things and you know you forget about it, or you just assume that it's running. And if you don't check in on it, you know, if you don't do your audits, and whether it's monthly or quarterly or every so often, you know, at the start of the year or start of, you know, you, after you listen to this, go in your calendar and set a reminder for every 3 weeks to do whatever thing you think you might be forgetting. Just put it on your calendar, and every 2 weeks do something else, and every fourth week do this. And you'll have calendar reminders going out the rest of the year that, you know, so in 6 months when you totally forget about it and you haven't done it for a couple of weeks, you'll still be getting those reminders. Yeah. Even if you forget why the heck or when the heck you started doing it, it'll always be there.
Go old school, like, you know, I used to always say when I had one of those old school Franklin planners, you know, paper, like write it down and forget about it. Because you're going to forget about it anyway. Write it down so you don't forget about it and you're reminded at that time. So.
Well, and the other thing that I see often is it's like, I don't want to say checklist. It's not checklist SEO. It's someone saying that we need to hire a PPC agency. Someone hiring saying we need to hire an SEO. We need to do SEO. So we've talked to three people. We like you. Do your thing. Okay. We can't make changes to the website. We can't do this. We can't do that. You can't do this. But give us that audit so that we can take it and put it on the shelf. You know, it's like, would you hire someone, a mechanic, to fix your car and then not listen to them or even, you know, take any of their advice or let them change anything? You know, if a PPC person does an audit and says, wow, you know, you're spending a ton of money over here and you're doing these branded things or you're doing this display or you're on this network, but you're not on this network. Why wouldn't you listen to them?
Well, that makes me laugh because I'm always, you know, reading whether it's Rob Wood's rants or Alan Blyweiss's rants about, hey, I did this, you know, you paid me for this extensive audit and you refuse to do anything I tell you. So of course, nothing's improved, you know, and like, why would you pay for this if you're not going to do the things that I told you to do? It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it's been 3 months. You know, we've been working with you for 3 months now and we haven't seen any improvements. Well, here's the first document I gave you. Did you make any of those changes? Well, we can't make any of those. Well, here's the other document I gave you. Can you do this? No, we can't. We don't have resources to do that. What about this one? No, someone said that one cost too much.
Why'd you hire me?
Well,
then
those are the three. Like, we've been doing a deliverable, you know, every 3 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever it is.
Good and luck
you've
in
made
your
no changes.
Yeah.
You know, or they're like, well, we hired you to fix it. And you're like, but that's what I'm trying to do.
It reminds me of that that part from Rush Hour when Chris Tucker's all, do you see the words that are coming out of my mouth? They're just not listening.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, you hired a company. You said, hey, go fix this, but you won't let them, you know, it's like a PPC. It's like, well, we're driving traffic to these landing pages, but these landing pages are bad. Well, those are the landing pages we have. Like, well, can we fix them? No. Can we update them? No. Can we change them? No. Well, why do we have really low quality score? Well, can we change those landing pages? No.
Yeah.
Like, but we keep suggesting things. We keep telling you to do things. Like, can we reduce the form so it's a little bit easier to fill out, but still, you know, creates a hurdle and, you know, so we don't just get, you know, junk. No, we have to have that question. Well, who needs that question? You know, someone does, and they don't have a reason why, but we still have to have that, you know, 5-part really difficult question on the form, which basically no one ever fills out.
Or what's that saying? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe we'll call this insanity marketing.
Hey, boom. There you go, people. On the fly.
Insanity marketing. There we go. I'm sure it's not going to be searched a lot, but hey, if there's a company named it, I apologize.
We're about to rank for it.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, like episode 5, we did, you know, it was one of the first topics we did. Actually, I think that was one of the very first we recorded almost 4 years ago.
Oh, how cute. Wow, 4 years ago almost.
I know.
It just doesn't seem real because this whole last COVID year just doesn't seem real. Like, I can't believe it. I mean, I don't want us to go so far off topic, but I can't believe it was almost a year ago that all that started. But anyway.
It was. Yeah. Episode 5, Matt and Dave discuss why SEO isn't something you just do once, but rather it is ongoing. Covered in this episode, quick tips on some tools. Yeah. So we didn't really talk about this at all. I made sure we weren't, even 4 years later, I'm like, we don't need to talk about the same thing again.
March 12th last year, believe it or not, I was in Disneyland. And then we left the next day and came home. And on the 15th, they shut Disneyland down.
Shut it down.
Crazy.
And it's still been shut. It's still shut down.
I heard that it's going to open in April.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know, though. Anyway, all right.
I'm sure your daughter will be very excited.
Very.
She's not counting down the days.
Have you found your patent?
I don't know where it's at. It's somewhere around here. I think my wife has them. Cool. Side note. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I think just so often, you know, we forget, especially that SEO thing. It's like 4 months later, so, you know, you go back or someone's producing some page and it's like, well, where's the internal links? What do you mean? Well, why did you write this post, or why is this press release on the site and there's no internal links? Why did we write, you know, this new service page, or why did you update the product, you know, page, and there's like no call to action, there's no demos, there's no internal links, there's no like any of this stuff. It's like we talked about this 3 months ago, 6 months ago. I think a lot of the time as a consultant and working at agencies and even in-house, you know, you go to someone and you're like, hey, product team, can we do this? Or hey, dev team, can we do this? And they just forget that, you know, 3 months ago you sat down with them. And I'm sure, you know, even when I, you know, someone probably sat down with me too and was like, hey, Dave, when you check in your code, do this. Okay. 2 weeks later, completely forget. Yeah. You know, it's just the way we are. We're humans. But we have to create, I think, if nothing else, create reminders, create checklists, create a process to, you know, some sort of process that works for you, that will work for you now, and also help remind and reinforce whatever good habits you need, or your team needs, or other team needs. And I think if nothing else, of this rambling, whatever, 17 minutes we're going to be at or something, I think sit down and think about what processes and where you've had failings with your digital marketing, offline marketing, dev, whatever, you know, whatever your area you work in, social media, you know, maybe people forget to tag certain things. Mm. I recently talked through some people and they're like, tag pages, let's please kill them off on this website. Pretty much anytime I do an audit, and it's a WordPress site, and I find tag pages, the very first slide in my presentation for the tech audit is, let's kill off these tag pages. Like, literally, it's usually one of the first slides.
Yeah.
Because it's like, how many blog posts do you have? 10, 50, 100, 300, whatever. How many tag pages do you have? Whatever it is, times 10. And the tags will be run, running, runs, ran. I'm like, where's the strategy with this?
Yeah. That's
like, well, we started right. And then 3 months later, someone else took over and there was no document. There was no process. There was no checklist and there was no strategy that overall they could pass along. Therefore they didn't know what to do and they just did whatever they wanted. And now you have 380 tag pages for 15 blog posts and most of them are duplicate.
And that's not a good thing.
And that's why I always say just delete them.
Perfect. Well, those sounds like some good final thoughts, Dave.
I'm going to end there because it's been a long week.
Awesome. Yeah, you got a cat to go and kill or take care of. Well, guys, thank you.
I'm not going to really kill him. I'm just going to.
He loves cats, by the way. We're joking. Just calm down, people.
It's driving me crazy.
Well, guys, thank you as always for joining us. If you have a moment to go to Google Play and give us a 5-star rating or review, we'd love that. This helps us be able to do this more and bring you more. So thank you guys for your support. For Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and thank you for joining us. We'll see you on the next one, guys. Bye.
Gracias, all.